news and views. We have him, albeit for a little bit of time. And if we can't get through it today, he's promised to come on again. Congressman Kevin Cramer, welcome to News and Views.
Good to be with you, Joel.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Give it to me on this farm bill.
Well, it's a reflection of the diversity of Congress, shall we say. And it says, to quote Paul Ryan, who I like to quote lately, it's the best deal you can get in a divided government. So, you know, the good is that it's done. And that farmers will now have certainty. Well, let me back up a minute. It hasn't passed yet, Joel. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I do. In fact, Congressman Peterson said it's going to either be the livestock guys or the chicken. Well, chicken's livestock, too. Upstairs, they're going to kill this thing.
Yeah, the livestock guys, there's some upset folks. And the food stamp people are a little upset, but I think they're coming back. But anyway, the good is that it'll provide the certainty that farmers and the lenders need going forward. And the other good news is it saves nearly $24 billion for the taxpayers, mainly in the savings from elimination of the direct payments. It is a reflection of the diversity, however, in that the crop insurance thing, was a mishmash of various plans, and as it turns out, farmers are going to have some choices and which type of insurance they want, especially as it relates to price supports and things like that. The conservation compliance issue that is very big for North Dakota farmers, as always, you don't get 100%. Conservation compliance, it is tied to participation in the subsidy for crop insurance. However, we did get a couple of victories, especially on the report side. It won't be retroactive, so that's a good victory. My bill, acre for acre, wetland mitigation, did not make it into the law, but it did make it into the report, which is pretty strong language for the administration saying we think acre for acre ought to be the goal in mitigating wetlands, and that takes a little bit of the herd away from the conservation compliance side. Also, the rural electric cooperatives were really pushing hard for some reforms that we were able to pass in the House regarding NEPA and Rural Utility Service. That's, as you know, Joel, the financing arm of the USDA for rural programs. And we were able to pass those reforms. In other words, if you're making a financial transaction, refinancing something, but you're not making any environmental footprint, in other words, it's not a new facility, it's not changing the landscape, you shouldn't have to go through the entire NEPA process. We were able to get that into the bill. That was good. There are modest cuts in the food stamp program, which at one point were very contentious. Like, they're still a little contentious, but I think as the dust settles, people are saying, okay, this is what compromise looks like. Senate wanted $4 billion in savings through public policy. The House, passed $40 billion in savings. It's going to end up somewhere around $8.2 billion in savings with some policy reforms regarding a pilot program in a number of states with regard to work requirements for perpetual problems with food stamps. And then, Joel, and I think it cannot be lost on people that there was an expiration of much of the food stamp support back in October and November of about $11 billion. So at the end of the day, we're going to be really close to the mid-range between zero and $40 billion in terms of savings. Again, I think that's what compromise looks like in a divided government. So, there's a lot more to it, as you know. It's a very complicated piece of legislation. But, hey, I think passing a farm bill that provides certainty, that reduces spending, that bolsters the crop insurance program and eliminates direct payments, all in all, that's pretty good news.
You have the luxury of hindsight on this now, Congressman.
Sure.
Are you do you regret dividing out the farm bill before on the does the House Republican caucus wish that they hadn't divided out the nutrition program from the farm bill?
Well, when it was together, the farm bill failed. So by separating it, we were able to pass the bill, get it to conference committee where we could work out the differences between the two chambers. So, no, I mean, frankly, we wouldn't be having this victory had we not separated them. We just did not have enough votes.
That, of course, depends on who you talk to. I mean, Chairman Lucas felt that they had the votes, but until they divided it out, that it became a problem. That being said, my point would be this, or my question would really be this, which is, was this a victory in what you were trying to get after with the food stamp issue?
It's a great point, because when you look back on it strategically, I don't think we would have nearly $20 billion in savings in the food stamp program if we wouldn't have had this debate. Because the food stamp side had the luxury of sort of hiding behind agriculture. And it used to be that agriculture had the luxury of hiding behind you know, the nutrition program. But the nutrition program's got so large, Joel, that they're now over 80% of the farm bill that, you know, we weren't having the type of open discussion and transparent discussion about the food stamp program prior to separating them. So I think for people on all sides, it's worked out to be right. In fact, many of the food stamp advocates, and I'm not talking about the members of Congress because there are still some of them that are struggling with this today, but many of the advocacy groups and stuff are saying, okay, not everything we wanted, but it's better than we might get in another Congress. Let's, you know, let's work with this. So I think, again, it looks like compromise.
Congressman, the State of the Union is tonight, one of those moments in American history that you as a congressman get a seat in that chamber. Yeah. Who's your guest tonight?
You know, it's funny. I say that last year, you know, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoeven, and I all sat together, which is really quite marvelous. And I hope we can do that again, although those senators get there kind of late, you know, so it's hard to hold a seat for them. But anyway, tonight I'm working with the United Solutions Caucus. It's a group of freshmen, bipartisan group. We're going to try to all sit together as a bipartisan
group. But you get to invite someone.
Oh, my guest. My wife is here. I'm sorry. Yeah, in the chamber. My wife is here. Chris is here with me, and she'll be sitting up in the balcony.
Okay. Yeah. What are you looking for in the speech tonight?
You know, I don't have high expectations, and not because it's Barack Obama, but State of the Union speeches over the years are really good speeches, and at the end of the day, they, you know, they're fun events, but they don't necessarily produce a whole lot. I expect the president's going to put a lot of emphasis on growing the middle class, you know, creating jobs. I suspect his vision for that is going to be different than mine. But, you know, the guy is a gifted communicator, Joel, and so he's always fun to listen to. And maybe there'll be a nugget or two in there, a surprise or two that we can get fired up about and rally behind.
But, is there any way that you and your colleagues from both sides of the aisle can make an agreement to not clap until the end?
You mean turn a 45-minute speech into a 30-minute speech?
Well, or not look as though it's a Class B basketball game.
It is sort of.
I mean, you know, it's actually quite annoying. You've got one side sitting completely on their hands, and you've got the Speaker of the House not clapping sometimes. I mean, it's a show rather than a message to America.
It's a little weird that way. I would agree. And you know, in fact, I was telling somebody last night, last year, I don't think there were more than three times that John, Heidi, and I didn't stand together and applaud. So when you think about the, you know, the juxtaposition of all that, we were pretty well united on the things that we agreed with him on, at least in that speech that night.
Okay.
So there wasn't a lot of division there, but I agree. It's a little bit distracting. I think it would be distracting as a speaker, frankly.
Well, yeah. When you get back to state, we'll let you take some phone calls on the farm
bill.
Let's
do it. I like it. Yeah.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Appreciate it.